Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Hop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Hula, and welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's how we welcome you in Fiji. That's where we're broadcasting from today. Now, last week on the show, we were in Tobago at the Tobago Underwater Carnival. Since that broadcast, we have flown clear across the planet to Fiji, and that's where we are today. Yes, it's good to be us, and I will say, I wasn't looking forward to this flight, but it went pretty well, huh, Mermaid Tony?
Would that have anything to do with the first class upgrade that we might have gotten on the way to L.A.?
Or maybe.
Or the upgrade we got on the Air Pacific flight.
Yes. Well, you know what? They took care of us, and it made the flight, made the airtime quite manageable. And here we are in paradise once again, going from one place where it was, you know, and I got to say, we got to flash back a little bit to Tobago, because after the broadcast, we had a little shindig there at the bar after we did the show, and that got quite colorful. I got my groove on. We'll leave it at that. But then, what do you get? Well, what are you looking at me like that for?
If that's what you call your groove, then I don't want to see your dance moves.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So we did that, and then on the last night, before we hopped on the plane from Tobago to fly to Fiji, we were hanging out at the, what was the hotel we were at there at the last one? Do you remember the, I don't know, the last hotel? It's all blur, but they were right on the beach there in Tobago, and sure enough, probably a 1,000-pound leatherback turtle crawled up on the beach and did the whole egg thing, and everybody gathered around and watched this, you know, this special event firsthand. I'd never seen that before. Had you?
I've never seen it. It was absolutely amazing, and it was an incredible way to end our trip.
Yeah, and there was a little Fijian wildlife, or no, Tobagoing. Tobago? Did we ever figure that out?
We did. It's
toboggans.
No, it's not toboggans. They're not hats. They're Tobagonians.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's...
Well, he was a wildlife expert on turtles, and he kind of gave a little speech and stuff, and we did this whole sea turtle encounter, which was absolutely spectacular. And we got a few pictures. We'll try to get them up at scubaradio.com soon. So that was our, you know, a goodbye gift, I guess, from Tobago. And then we hopped in a plane like 3 o'clock in the morning and ended up here in Fiji. So all is well. And we thank everybody in Tobago. But now we're focused on Fiji. And it's a good place to be. We picked up the Scuba Cowboy on the way across the country. How you doing there, buddy?
Absolutely fantastic. We're in Fiji.
Yes. And last week we spent my birthday in Tobago. This time we spent Pup's birthday, the Scuba Cowboy's birthday, here in Fiji. And he ended up performing. And he played music, too.
This is true.
Yes. Did he get his groove on, Tony, better than what I did in Tobago?
I have no idea what you just
said. Speechless. No, she's speechless. She doesn't know what to say. And who could? I mean, after seeing a spectacle like that in Fiji. Even the Fijians were, they got a special treat there at the Uprising Hotel where we were staying that night.
They did get a treat. And, you know, it's very much like you to sell someone out on their birthday to where you made them go work.
Yes. Well, you know, when it performed for me, monkey. I think I heard someone shout that out from the audience. It could have been me, but no, I don't think so.
You know how it is, Greg. I love to play, so it was actually a gift, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Okay. I like the way he thinks. He works, and he feels like it's a gift. I love it. But the Fijians loved it. We were hanging out at the Uprising Hotel that night, a few days before we were at the Puro Resort. This is in the Pacific Harbor area of Fiji. You fly into Nandi International Airport, about 2 hours up the coast, north, I guess, right? We're going north? No, south. Southwest. No, southeast, up the coast, right? The Pacific Harbor, right, Tony?
I would would like to mention you haven't had any kava yet, Greg. You have no reason for this, these memory lapses.
Hey, the day is young, and it is happy hour in Fiji pretty much 24-7. So bring on the kava shells. Bring on the coconut shells. Let's fill them up. You got two, right?
They are not for kava.
They're not? What are they for?
You'll see later.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, the Fijians are in for a little treat here at the Dive Fiesta event that we're actually hanging out with the folks here in Fiji at right now. What they've done, they've brought in or flown in a bunch of travel wholesalers from around the country. There's a travel specialist from China, from Russia, all over. Australia, New Zealand. They fly them in, and then all the dive operators converge on this area at Sona Sally Resort, which is where we are right now, and they show them what they have to offer when it comes to diving and resorts and packages and that kind of thing, and they take it back to their home country and sell it. So it's a nice little event, and it's a great opportunity for us to have a little glimpse of what each operator in Fiji and the diversity they have here in Fiji, what there is to offer for everybody back in the States. So we're going to try to delve into some of that today. Are you ready, Tony?
I'm excited. Let's go.
Now, this is my fourth time to Fiji, and we're going to spend a few days here, and then we're going to fly to Savu Savu, a place where we have not been yet. And go hang out at Coral Sun Resort, one of the partners here with our Fiji promotional package that we have on Scuba Radio. And we're anxious to go see this resort. Jack and the gang are waiting for us there. I don't see them here at the Expo, but you'll hear all about their resort, Coral Sun Resort, on Savu Savu next week on the big show. So we got to talk to some of the people that we have met the last few days. I don't know. What do you think? Can we talk to these folks over the Pearl? You think that's who we ought to talk to first, this resort on Pacific Harbor?
Well, they did throw us out a couple days ago, so...
Yeah, they did. So it's probably it's probably safe. I don't know. They're talking a lot of shop. It's kind of funny. You know, there's a little movement around. Mark, the manager at the Pearl, used to work at Benga Lagoon Resort, and now he is at the Pearl. And the Pearl is a very upscale, I don't know, all-inclusive type of mega resort. Wouldn't you call it? They have a golf course, so it's huge.
They do have a wonderful golf course that you wanted to ruin by running over it with golf courts, by the way.
No, I did. I would have stayed on the path for the most part. I might have had a cocktail or two. One of those, a couple of cups of kava and then hop in a golf cart. That sounds like a good time to me.
That was all you wanted to do was ride the golf cart. Let's get a golf cart. Let's get a golf cart.
That and get a spa treatment. Get a massage, which we did. And I treated the scuba cowboy to a massage from one of the masseuses at the Pearl. Let me just... make sure I get that in there. But for your birthday, right?
Absolutely. It was a fantastic experience.
Yes. Well, let's talk to Mark. He looks like he's... Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you again.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Mark? It's good
hey,
to see
team.
You.
Hey, team from Scuba Radio.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I think it was about 2 years ago that we met you. We hung out at Benga Lagoon, and now you're at the Pearl Resort.
Right. A couple of years ago, mate.
It was the statute of limitations worn off and was allowed for us to mingle again, right?
Well, the time has passed a little bit, and actually, I've actually made a move, too. We won't be propping up the good old Bulla Bar anyway, mate. I've moved across to the Pearl now, so we'll have to come down to the bar at the Pearl and rehash a few other drinks that we had last time.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a very nice pool bar. They got this grotto thing there at the Pearl Resort at the pool that is just beautiful. I love that hangout. We did some mermaid shots out there last time we were at the Pearl.
I wasn't there, but I heard it was pretty good. And it's a
you heard about it.
I heard, well, actually, everyone did. You know, the mermaid in the swimming pool. Well, you mean like we won't go there, right? You know, like it was beautiful from what I can gather.
Yeah, the coconut telegraph travels quickly amongst the Fijian islands when we're talking mermaids. It's kind of funny how those stories get out quickly.
Yeah, and just for the listeners, it wasn't Tony either. Okay, it was in the mermaid suit in the swimming pool, having a wonderful time. But it was actually a spectacle, and everyone got to know about it. Well done to Scuba Radio.
Yes, well, we had a great time there last time, and this time was even better because you guys are doing some, or have done some even more upgrades to the Pearl Resort, and you're managing it now there, or trying to keep things in check, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Eddie, the owner, the 5 years I was actually on the island, I used to pop in there all the time on the way back, and over the 5 years, it's seen really changes, big changes, and he spent a lot of money, and it is a really top-notch property now. Some beautiful rooms, great location. Yeah, it is actually a good competitor. Now it's well-priced, really well-priced, great people, good location. Yeah, nice property.
Yeah, and it just you went through a major renovation over the last couple of years, and all the rooms are really nice. The spa's amazing. The massages we got there at the Pearl are the best massages I've ever had anywhere. Mark, you hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, and that's pretty impressive. And because I know basically you kind of aspire in every place you go to, Greg. You
mean? Yeah, you've heard that I'm a little girly in that way. Is that what?
Well, I wouldn't say about girly, mate, but I've heard.
Well, that's what Tony would say. So I'm just trying to save her the airtime to just go call me out.
Nah, you're a man, son. You're right. Okay, you love spa. Why not? I'd enjoy it too, Tony.
Exactly. Well, especially at the Pearl, you would for sure. So major expansion. You got a golf course. You got. I mean, that Pacific Harbor thing where the Pearl is like the adventure capital of Fiji, right?
That's correct. It's even it's going to get bigger and better as far as the resort is concerned. We just got government approval for the plans. I'm talking about not just approval, but the plans to come through for our Marina Village.
Thanks. Well, we'll talk about that next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, or I should say Bula, because that's what they say here in Fiji, and that's where we are with Mark from the Pearl Resort in the Pacific Harbor area of the main island. Which, well, what's the main island here where you fly into Nandi?
You fly into Nandi. It's got about a 2-hour drive north. Up the Coral Coast into the Pacific Coast. Yeah, very scenic. Yeah, nice drive. You mean? Yeah. Get it over and done with nice and quickly, then you can come and enjoy us.
All right. So the Pearl Resort just had a major renovation, but now you've been approved for an expansion, Marina Village. What is this?
Yes, it's Eddie, the owner, is really wanting to develop the property even further. So now we're actually going to put in a marina. Marina will have a berth for about 20 yachts. You mean deep keeled yachts? Going to build around about 40. nice villas, one, two, and three bedroom villas all around the marina. The marina will have its shops, its own restaurant, a conference area, dive shop, and everything like that. So, you know, been passed. All we got to do now is turn a bit of soil, and away we go.
Nice. So that it'll obviously reach out to all the boating community, and is that huge here in Fiji too, as far as boaters from other countries coming into Fiji, or not necessarily?
The actual super yacht and the yachting fraternity coming to Fiji is growing all the time. And obviously Pacific Harbour is a very good destination. It's a very safe little area, quite deep to get through the channel, which is fine. And a nice area to kick back for 2 or 3 days, replenish, throw a bit of water on board, the fuel if you need it, go to the shops, get your supplies, get ready for the rest of the lovely waters around Fiji, and then head out the channel and away you go.
All right. Now, the Pearl is obviously based right here in the Pacific Harbour area, and that is where the world-famous Fijian shark dive takes place, right off the coast between there and Benga, right?
Yeah, that's correct. At jumping the boats with the boys of Aquatrek or Benga Adventure Divers, probably around about 15-20 minutes, they'll have you right on top of them, and you'll see some of the nicest, biggest fish you've ever seen in your life. Well controlled. The boys are really fantastic as far as feeding is concerned, only using basically natural product. No rubbish whatsoever gets put into there, so they're eating exactly what they normally would eat in the sea. Well controlled, well guided, you know, safe, very safe, you mean, but give you the chance to see some lovely big creatures.
Yeah, well, we were talking about Pedro from one of the operators. I'm not sure which one he's with, but he was wanting us to bring Mermaid Tony into the mix and see how the sharks would relate to a Scuba Radio mermaid.
Oh, look at I think the mermaid and the tiger shark would be neck and neck, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure which one the boys would rather feed more, but I know if I was down there feeding something, I'd rather be basically touching a lovely mermaid than playing around with a 15-foot tiger, let me tell you.
How do you feel about that, Tony?
I don't know. Mermaids bite pretty hard.
Yeah. Well, last time we did this with great whites, the mermaid scared the great whites away.
Yeah, but the tigers here are different, right?
Yes, they're Fijian tiger sharks. So, I don't know, we may have to do this. Are you up for it, Tony?
I'm up for giving it a try, because someone did tell us recently that we had a higher risk of being eaten by a Fijian on land than we do being eaten by the sharks underwater.
Ah, well, that's a pretty good safety record, I guess.
Well, I haven't heard that one before, but good luck to the Fijian that can catch you, okay?
Yeah. Well, when she's in a tail, she can't get it too far. Well, yeah, no, she's in the water.
Yeah, I understand the tail did its trick at some little school you went to a little while ago. And what's this thing about the hair? If they take out one piece of hair, that basically they put it under the pillow, all their dreams will come true. Well, what's that, man?
They traveled all the way from Tobago and got to Fiji, and now the Fijians know about the mermaid hair pulling thing.
Can we edit that out before anyone finds out about it, please?
No, it's way too late. Matter of fact, just to get through the show, give me one of those hairs. She won't cooperate, Cowboy. What are we going to do?
I don't know, but it seems every trip we've been to Fiji that they're more interested in eating you than the mermaids, so apparently they don't like seafood.
No, that's not true. And it's different. I mean, look at us, Mark. Of the three crew we have with us, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tony, and myself, do any of us look more edible from a Fijian ancestral standpoint than the other?
Yeah, they love guys with microphones in their hands. You know, it becomes
here,
a challenge.
Hold this.
You never let anyone hold your mic, Greg.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we're going to have to work through this regardless. Mark, thank you so much. We really appreciate your hospitality once again in Fiji, and we wish you all the luck in the world there at the Pearl Resort. The website is what? ThePearlResort.com?
That's it.
There you go. See, I know this. I've been here a couple times now, but never too many, that's for sure. Thank you again.
Thanks again, team, and enjoy the rest of time in Fiji. Have some great diving, and on behalf of everyone, great to talk to Scuba Radio.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. Mark, make sure you say hi to him when you come to the Pacific Harbor area and hang out at the Pearl. Great place, great base of operations if you want to experience a lot of the things here in Fiji, especially the topside activities like the zip lining that we've done before, the whitewater rafting that we did last time we were here. We skipped that this time. We just did some chilling. We did the whole massage thing, hung out at the pool, the grotto. But what part did you like best, Tony?
I think I liked the massage. Or rather, I liked having an hour in between getting out of the water from diving to the massage table.
Yes, that was not a bad day is how we had it planned out, because we went diving in the morning and got back just in time to make our massage appointment. And then I don't even remember what happened after that. Do you, Scuba Cowboy?
No, it was just kind of after that melting into the table, that was the end of it. But I do want to say that that day did prove that in that particular case, you were right.
Yeah, it did, right. Yeah, because Tony was a little wiggy about getting a massage, wasn't he?
I would
he?
Say more than a little wiggy.
Yeah,
reluctant, even.
What was that all about?
It's the whole people touching me thing. I'm afraid they're going to pull my hairs out.
Yeah, well, but they didn't, though. See, you lived through it, and you ended up liking it. But she was, like, all wigged out. Like, she didn't want to do it there for a while, did she?
No, that's why I say you definitely came out on top on that one.
So, I don't have it on tape, but you could say this right now. Greg, you are...
Greg?
Yeah, you are.
You're Greg.
No, repeat it. Greg, you are.
Greg?
This is not right. Feed her some kava. Let's get her some kava in our mermaid, and maybe she'll start cooperating more.
You're girly?
No, that's not working. This is not working at all. We need kava. Kava here! Kava! Please, anyone? Kava? No one's listening to me, Scuba Cowboy. What are we going to do?
I think we're just going to have to defer to the lady and let her run the show as usual.
Yes. Well, we will. Maybe we need to talk to our friends over at the Uprising, where we celebrated your birthday.
That sounds like a great place.
That was right down the street from the Pearl. It's another hotel that you can hang out at. Different type of accommodations, but very, very nice. And it really just depends on what you're looking for. But yeah, definitely the Pacific Harbor area is the adventure area to hang out if you want to do all the other stuff and kind of have a base of operations for the famous Fiji shark dive. This is definitely a nice place to hang for sure. You think, Tony?
I think it's wonderful.
The atmosphere, definitely different at the Uprising compared to the Pearl, though, huh?
It is different. It's a younger crowd a little bit. It's got a little bit more nightlife than other places do.
Yeah, maybe. And the Pearl's a little bit more upscale. And, like, if you want to have a more of a romantic spa-type adventure, that's the place you may want to go. All right, we're going to feed Tony some kava, and we'll be back next from Fiji. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Fiji at the Dive Fiesta here, or Dive Expo here, in the Sonasali Resort. That's where everybody has converged, as well as Boris from, how do you say the name of the dive operation, Boris? Because I don't want to butcher it, because I know
it's
I'm going to.
Waindraka Bay Resort.
Waindraka.
Waindraka, yeah.
Yes. Now, this is a dive operation just south of the Pearl Resort, about 30 minutes, right? 30 minutes down the coast there?
Yeah, Waindraka Bay Resort is 2 hours from Nandi towards Pacific Harbor and 30 minutes before Pacific Harbor, right on the southern coast of Viti Levu.
Now, Boris and his crew were nice enough to take us out diving the other day, and we really appreciate that, especially from the fact that you guys were recovering from a mini tsunami event, or I don't know, what was that, a few days earlier, right?
Yeah, a few days earlier we had an extremely high tide because of the full moon and a very, very big swell with 13-foot swell, and we were washed in by some big, big waves. So everybody recovered from that, and there you were.
It was nice and clean by the time we got there, because they had washed it all down. So the sites that you have right there off the coast there, what were the names of those sites we dove?
Well, you guys dove a site called Sarua, Tukeni Walls, Tukeni Caves, and that was a short dive that had a very, very pretty wall on the outer side of the reef, and then you did a drift dive on the inside of the reef. Two dives about 10 minutes away from the resort. Those are the local coral coast dives we have.
Yeah, and very nice. What do you think, Tony? With all your diving in the Keys and what we saw in Tobago, it was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
They were great dives. We saw two sharks. We saw turtles. You chased the turtle as usual.
I didn't chase any turtle. He posed right there. Right? You saw it, Scuba Cowboy. I wasn't chasing any turtles.
No, it looked like they were coming over to Well, mate with you, I thought the one, but we weren't sure about that.
Okay, well, that wasn't chasing. That was foreplay. I don't know. I better just stop while I'm ahead. What is the website they can go in if they want to dive with you, Boris, see if they come to Fiji?
It's www.weindrocka.com, WAIDROKA.com.
Excellent. Boris, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we've got to come back and do some more diving. Will you have us?
Of course we'll have you.
Excellent. As long as I bring a mermaid.
Yes,
I knew that was coming. See, I've been doing this for 14 years. I can read it before they're even saying it there these days. All right, more coming up from Fiji right after the Dan Tip. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 91. If your dive buddy tells you he's got a turtle head poking out...
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Do not break out your camera. And I hope your dive boat has an unoccupied head.
Do not go in there. Woo!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You know, Nick, you look like a man with a question.
My question, Greg, is who's on your emergency speed dial?
My emergency speed dial?
Well, metaphorically speaking. In the event of emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, not Ghostbusters, but thanks very much for putting that in my head. So, I guess I'm going to call you? Or, well, no, not you, but Dan.
That is absolutely the right answer. Sometimes.
Well, what do you mean, sometimes?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Sometimes in an emergency, there's a lot of confusion as to who should be called and in what order. So we thought we'd clear it up for safety's sake.
Well, if it's for safety's sake, have at it.
The first thing to remember in the event of an emergency is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by 911, call it. Or if you are in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first and we will help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them. It saves time, which in turn means quicker response by EMS.
And then you call Dan.
That's exactly right. Once the emergency response has been activated, definitely give Dan a call. We'll coordinate with the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure that the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911. Then call Dan.
What if the emergency is not diving related?
The same procedure applies. Call 911 and then call Dan.
I know I shouldn't question it, but why would we call Dan in a non-diving emergency?
Every Dan member has a benefit called Travel Assist. It's what provides each member with up to $100,000 of emergency medical evacuation, as well as a bunch of other benefits. Since it's not part of a dive accident insurance plan, but rather a standard membership benefit, it's not restricted to diving. As long as you're more than 50 miles from home, you have access to the benefits. And if you need that access, you can do so through the Dan Emergency Hotline.
Hence, call 911 and then call Dan.
Yep. Nice use of hence, by the way.
Thanks. So what if you're not in an emergency situation, but you just need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, or if you're not sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, give us a call. We will help.
Anytime, day or night?
The Dan Emergency Hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it anytime, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
It's 919-684-9000. 1-1-1.
Now wait, that sounds like a different number.
It changed a while back when we streamlined the service to include the Travel Assist access.
Okay, everyone get your cell phones out and update the number now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Give us that number one more time, Nick.
Area code 919-684-9111.
Huh, like 911, but with more numbers. Got it. Now, what if we just have a question about something medical that's in no way in an emergency?
Well, we've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you are having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. Even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
What if I'd rather call someone I know? Know it, Dan.
That actually happens. It's natural to want to call a friend when you're in trouble, especially if you feel like you're going to bother someone by calling for help. But if you do call someone, you know it, Dan, you know what they're going to do?
Mock me?
Mercilessly. No, they're going to do exactly what we're telling everyone to do here. They're going to call the Dan Emergency Hotline and get the experts engaged.
So how about if I need to renew my membership in the middle of the night? Can I call them then?
Only if you want to be mocked. No, seriously, membership renewal is the one thing our hotline doesn't do, but that can always be done online.
So who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
It had to be said.
Dang, now the song's in my head too.
Time is precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-9111. If it's not an emergency or if you have nowhere else to turn, call Dan, and they'll get you the help you need. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here in Fiji, and I'm standing next to Pedro. He is he works with Aquatrek, the shark dive operator that we've dove with before. We didn't get to dive with you guys this time. We came so close, had our gear on the boat, but the weather just wasn't cooperating. Wasn't going to cooperate this time, so we did those reef dives with our friends down the coast. However, Pedro, you have a special, I don't know, an award here at Scuba Radio. Do you realize how you have went down in the annals of Scuba Radio history over the years here?
No.
Because last year when we were here at the Dive Fiesta, you were a mermaid wrangler.
Ah, that, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that. And what happened?
I did my back in.
You threw your back out?
Yeah, threw your back out.
Threw back out. And Tony, what happened? You used Pedro as an example of what not to do as a mermaid wrangler?
He's rule number two of the mermaid wranglers now.
Which is?
Don't make the mermaids look heavy.
That's rule number one.
Don't drop us.
Okay, that's rule number two. So he broke rule number one?
No, you got the rules backwards. Rule number one is don't drop us.
Oh, right. That's right. Okay.
Precious cargo.
Precious cargo. Exactly. And he broke rule number two because he kind of did this thing where after he carried you, he acted like he threw his back out. Right, Pedro?
It was just a Fijian humor into it. Never meant to get
it. She cried for days after that. You know, it took a whole year before she was willing to come back to the islands.
Sorry about that, Tony. It's just Fijian comedy, you know. Sometimes our comedy can be a little bit weird when it comes to our sense of humor.
Yes. Well, look, she's on our show, Pedro. That should tell you a lot right there. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So tell us about the shark dive. You know, we've done this before. It's probably one of the most crazy things to witness on a personal level for a diver anywhere on the planet if you like sharks. Even if you don't like sharks, you got to be blown away by this dive. But as Mark was saying earlier, it's like, what, 15 bull sharks, right? Thereabouts?
There are about 50 bull sharks on the side. But the thing that puts this dive apart from all the rest is it's the only dive site where you can go. And if a tiger shark comes, you get 8 species of shark on just one single dive.
Wow.
Right, you get your gray reef, black tip, lemon, all the way up to the tiger shark.
Yep.
Even on a bad day, you're guaranteed at least 5 to 6 species. And that The rest of the world, you got to go to five different destinations to get each particular species.
Exactly.
That's a special thing about the shark dive that we do. You can see all seven species on one single dive.
There is a picture from our trip last year on the front page of our website of one of the shark dive guys actually hand feeding a bull shark. And I've seen bull sharks many times in my adventures here on Scuba Radio, but until I came to Fiji last year and witnessed that firsthand, I had no idea that the bull sharks could be so big. How big are some of these bull sharks that you guys are, have on this shark dive in Fiji?
Well, the bull sharks, they actually don't grow longer than 11, 12 feet. But that's the reason why we call them the bull.
Right.
What they lose in length, they actually make up in mass. They try to look like a
girth.
Big, it's like a big
thing. They are massive.
Right, so you're looking about 12 feet, but you're looking about 4 feet wide. So you got more bulk in them.
Yes, more bulk, exactly. Yeah, they're meaty. Those are some meaty sharks. And when they're so huge like that, I mean, I got to say, I was a little surprised how big they were, and they're still feeding them like, hey, how you doing, sharky.
You will find when it comes to shark diving, the bigger the shark, the easier to feed.
Really?
Yeah, if you feed the small gray reefs, they are more frenzy, harder to feed. The bigger the shark, they come in more slowly, they're right. More slow and gentle. They take
one bite and they can take out an entire mermaid.
Yes, they can. Ah. Sorry, Tony.
Yeah, see, we were going to try to do that, but we got blown out this week because of the weather, and we're going to put Mermaid Tony in the water with the sharks. But we have to do that next time, I guess, right, Pedro? It's still one of those experiments that we have to conduct here with our Fijian dive friends.
Well, with Mermaid Tony, we're going to worry more about the sharks on land.
Hey, good point. Well, she does. There's no doubt about that. She, or maybe it's the other way around. She's been called a man-eater for sure.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single cellomedes.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up. We will let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show.
Well, he's a real good buddy, and his name is Greg. He's
the street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
The true dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top, my
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go.
Let's go while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
Sweet.
That's right.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show. Devoted. No, I'm not hurling. We haven't been out on the water when it's been storming, and I've been fine. I've been holding my cookies well, haven't I, Tony?
No, you actually threw up the other day.
Oh, I did, but that really didn't count. That wasn't seasick. That was kind of like dry heaves.
Yeah, something came.
It was after the scuba cowboy's birthday party. What do you want?
I don't think that had anything
to do
with it.
It did. Okay, we're going to leave it at that. All right, yeah, we're standing here in Fiji at the Dive Fiesta. John's with us from Paradise. Yes, Tabuni, the dive operation is?
Tabuni Dive. Welcome back, you guys.
Good to see you again, my friend. He's the one who hooked us up at the Magic Castle last year. That was awesome. And you, so that you have that little side thing going with the whole magician thing, right? Right, John?
Still strictly in amateur status, so.
Yeah. Well, one day. Or, you know, ask him to perform a trick for you when you go diving with him in Tabuni. You'd hook him up, wouldn't you?
I'll do what I can. I'll tell you I'm a much better diver than a magician. So,
okay. And he's a great diver. Last time we were here in Fiji, we got to spend some time there at Paradise. The resort is world-class, probably the most romantic place I've ever been on the planet. How things there in Paradise?
Things are great. We've been full, 100% occupancy. Right now, Alan is building another bure and three more other reef rooms. So we're going to have four more lodging accommodations. The resort will hold up to 40 people, up from about 22 a year ago. People are getting turned away because we are overbooked.
Nice. Well, I can see why after we were there. You know, right there, when you walk out onto the property, there we have a picture right there on our front page of our website still today that is spectacular, a rainbow and hammock and palm trees, and it was just like that when we were there in person, wasn't it, Tony?
It really was, and it's actually still the background on my laptop.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Do you still have the flashlight fish right there off the jetty?
Could that have been the kava, Greg?
Maybe that was his own little magic trick that he did on us, but he took us out to the front of the resort in the evening after dinner, and we actually saw a school of flashlight fish. Do you take the divers out there too, or being that it's right there by the property, that's just like a little added value there for the resort?
Actually, we do have the flashlight fish. They are still there, and you did see them. So.
Yes. Okay. It wasn't an hallucination after a night of kava drinking. But, man, I could have been sold on that story, John. You hear what I'm saying? The kava is strong in Tabuni.
It's the strongest in the island group, no doubt. It is the Garden Island, so they know how to grow stuff over there.
Excellent. Well, there. Okay. Sure enough. Now, obviously, that's what you would see topside. The reefs, Rainbow Reef is the one that is real famous in that area, right?
World famous, top 10 dive destination in the world. That's where we took you guys last year. We've had some decreased visibility this year because the water temperatures are good, but this is bringing in the manta rays. I actually saw my first tiger shark out there about 3 weeks ago. Close to 16 feet long, I'd say.
Really? Now, so was that a great encounter, or was it like you turned your head and go, whoa, hey, oh?
It was awesome. I was with two other divers. They didn't see it. I froze. Probably one of the most exciting things I've seen.
Is that kind of like a change your wetsuit moment type of thing? Or?
No wetsuit. I'm diving in my boardies in a rash guard right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Good for you. Bad for the divers downstream, I guess.
Definitely.
Okay. So, and the Great White Wall. We didn't get to do that last time because the coral wasn't out when we were diving that day, because it depends on the current and the conditions, right?
Yep, Great White Wall, top five dive site consistently rated in the world. We dove it yesterday and the day before. A low slack tide. If your listeners are coming out to dive Rainbow Reef, have them get in touch with us. Because we need to dive it at low slack tide. A lot of people come and they don't get the chance to see it. So let everybody know about that.
So low slack tide, that's when the current's coming through and it feeds the coral and they pop out, or vice versa, or what?
It would actually be an outgoing tide, which the water current nutrients would feed the soft coral. Soft coral extends, and slack tide means right in between the outgoing and the incoming. So it's actually a deep dive, but very mellow, very easy. And amazing to see.
Nice. Now, I imagine, obviously, those are white soft corals. They just load up the wall, and that's how you get the name. Rainbow Reef, why? Because of there's just a bunch of variety of soft coral, or what?
Well, as you look around the room here, you see all these banners and computers going. The soft coral is comes in every color of the rainbow, so hence the name.
There. Fair enough. All right, and then the dive site they would go to for the resort and for your dive operator, one in the same, or what? Well, where would we send them?
Which one is that? The Voona Reef and Rainbow, or which particular dive site?
Well, no, I mean for the dive operation there at Paradise and for Dive Tabiuni.
www.tabiunidive.com.
All right, that'll do it for hour one. We're going to talk to Menudo next hour. No, not the Hispanic music group. It's some famous Fijian. What's his name?
Manoir.
Okay, he's coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to dive. We'll try to find Menudo, too.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.